Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here. I got swayed at the network, and we just happen to be live across America and around the world. Here's today's guest, Robin Vitston, Executive Director of We the People Rising, with all of her latest. Also, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and all of his latest. And what was this one he has? Hang on a half second here. ESG. Is this green iron fist fantasy a major cause of inflation and economic destruction? May have a different opinion after you get through hearing this report. All right, let's look at some of the news. Did you hear that? That is the sound of vindication. According to a report from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, a government bureau, Dominican voting machines have critical vulnerabilities that could potentially affect them in the 16 states they're used. There has been reporting on this since day one, but the U.S. government has finally caught up nearly 2 years later. I want to point out that the word potential, which is the wording the Associated Press and others are using, need not apply here. This potentially became a reality during the 2020 election and beyond. Unfortunately, this is how government admissions are made. First, they adamantly deny the claims, even going so far as to persecute the accusers. Then they succeed some ground by acknowledging pieces of the claims in an offhanded way. Last but not certainly, the full admission breaks through the illusionary narrative, usually years after it really matters. And right now, we're in that second phase of this time-honored charade. Yep, remember, they just don't work, do they? We tell them, Dominican voting machines, but no, no, no. Well, let's see here. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Wednesday, reportedly testing positive for COVID-19, despite being fully vaccinated and boosted. Yes, the nation's top COVID doctor released statement informing his critics that his symptoms were indeed mild. Fauci plans to isolate and work from his home until he tests negative, which turns out to be amazingly coincidental, by the way, on many levels. The COVID diagnosis is an ironic state of affairs for the perpetually wrong health expert, who has described himself as being tantamount to the science, since he had previously suggested that it would be impossible for the vaccinated to become infected. Quote, when people get vaccinated, they can feel safe. They are not going to get infected. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci boasting back in 2021, the same Anthony that today has declared that he has COVID. The NIAID chief's false claims is consistent with the Biden administration's repeatedly misleading Americans about the vaccines preventing infection and transmission. It is precisely the top COVID doc's incredible story of false statements, exaggerations, that make it convenient for Fauci to be telecommunicating to work all of a sudden, because yesterday he was expected to testify before Congress, but he came down with COVID the day before. There is another fantastic coincidence that times perfectly with Fauci's announcement that he got COVID. It comes out as the same day that the FDA's advisory panel recommended that young children should get the jabs. Wow. Well, more than 2,500 migrants from Texas and Arizona have been bused to Washington, D.C. since April, according to a new report. Washington Examiner confirmed that the migrants have been transported to the nation's capital on at least 79 buses authorized by the GOP governors of the two states. Quote, these people are wanting to go somewhere else. They're not wanting to stay in Arizona. Morgan Carr, spokeswoman for Governor Doug Ducey, Republican Arizona, said in a statement into the outlet. What we're seeing, they're all primarily headed to the East Coast, Arizona officials confirmed 14 buses carrying 523 migrants since the effort began in mid-May. Quote, this is a problem caused by Washington. We're bringing it to Washington, and we expect Washington to foot the bill. We're going to send them a bill, Ducey spokesman C.J. Carmagen previously told the Washington Examiner. In Texas, 65 buses carrying more than 2,000 migrants have been sent to the nation's capital since mid-April. Once the migrants are dropped off in D.C., local nonprofit groups often help them adjust to life in America. Under the title Food Stamps Going to Illegals, yes, Representative Scott Desjardins, Republican, Tennessee, is now investigating the volume of food stamps being given to illegal immigrants at a time when Americans are facing record inflation. While the federal government has limited eligibility for SNAP benefits to minors, asylum seekers, and refugees, Desjardins argued that it's actually very easy for virtually anyone entering the country illegally to fit into one of these categories. According to the Biden administration, the USDA is very difficult, he said. But if you look at the list of reasons and exclusions of those who can get it, it includes about everyone crossing the border today. Remember, they used to call it food stamps, now it's SNAPs. The benefits given to the illegals don't stop there. Desjardins also said, quote, they can get emergency medical care, they're getting an education, especially the asylum seekers, which, again, was probably 80%. We're working on getting those exact numbers. He also went on saying, trying to get those numbers ahead of a farm bill being prepared for next year. The number of illegal immigrants living in the United States has risen significantly since Joe Biden took office. Several states currently suing the Biden administration over its lax immigration policies in an effort to relieve the burden on American taxpayers. They are also accusing the administration of building their own illegal organization to transport illegal immigrants in and around our country. Now, Democrats, of course, have denied the allegations. According to the committee chairwoman, Johanna Hayes, Democrat, Connecticut. Are you ready? Quote, only U.S. citizens and certain lawfully present non-citizens may receive the SNAP benefits. However, Desjardins argued that nobody comes here just saying, ah, I thought I'd give your country a try. They're all seeking asylum, and that automatically qualifies you. Or a refugee status. Or if you're 18 or younger, you qualify. So pretty much most people do qualify for food stamps. Despite the denials, in reality, the Democratic side of the committee and the USDA. They just don't want to tell you the truth when it comes to immigration, do they? Well, here goes the cash register again. President Biden announced another $1 billion in aid for Ukraine following a phone call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky. Quote, I spoke with President Zelensky to discuss Russia's brutal and ongoing war against the Ukraine. I reaffirmed my commitment that the United States will stand by Ukraine as it defends its democracy and supports its sovereignty and territorial integrity in the face of the unprovoked Russia aggression. That's what Biden said in a statement released by the White House. Quote, I informed President Zelensky that the United States is providing another $1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine, including additional artillery, coastal defense weapons, as well as ammunition for the artillery and advanced rocket systems that the Ukrainians need to support their defensive operations in Donbas. Of that figure, around $350 million is authorized, President drawn down. That actually means it'll come from existing Defense Department stocks. Now, the other $650 million is allocated from the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, under which the United States procures capabilities from industry rather than delivering its own existing military equipment. All right. Now then, very interesting. I almost wanted to do this one first, but I said, nah, let's throw it in here now. I know. Don't want to play favorites, right? Yes. And this is not one of my favorites. This is just one to let you get out the whole truth. Nothing but the truth. So help you, Chuck. Yes. According to a report from the Martha Vineyards Times, the office of the select board of Edgartown, Massachusetts, approved an application for a 2,500-gallon commercial propane tank. Now, this is going to be for, here's the address, 79 Turkey Land Cove Road in Kanama, K-A-T-A-M-A. Now, that's a property that's owned by a former president by the name of Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle Obama. These three propane tanks were to be installed above the ground on the Obama's property, in contrast with the initial report that it will be buried. Quote, we've never had a private propane tank come to us, select board member Arthur Smetbeck told the MB Times. The select board office confirmed to the Daily Caller News Foundation that the tanks are going to be used for residential purposes. Filling the massive propane tanks with gas, by the way, with gas, yes, could reportedly cost up to $75,000. Propane gas, it's a type of liquefied petroleum gas. It's mostly produced as a byproduct of natural gas processing per Sharp Energy. It is known for being one of the cleanest burning fuels available, and it was used as a clean fuel for many years before the recent interest in green energy pushed by the Democrats, including Barack Obama. Propane is a fossil fuel. It's listed as an approved clean alternative fuel under the Clean Air Act of 1990. Quote, you might be surprised to know that propane, made when methane is purified for commercial use, takes its place on the carbon continuum close to renewables, which is why the EPA has designed propane a clean energy alternative and why propane is designated a clean energy alternative under the Energy Policy Act 1992. In 2016, Barack Obama tweeted that renewable energy installations are beating fossil fuel installations for the first time. Well, the Internet blasted Barack Obama for his hypocrisy after requesting three propane gas tanks on his estate, while the rest of the time, you know, that he's not requesting the propane tanks, he's pushing for strictly green energy, yes. Well, a lot of those tanks are green. That's the color. So he might be halfway there. I don't know. Earlier this week, the Daily Caller inquired of all 50 Democratic senators to express their support for President Biden in a potential future election. Only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. Spokespeople for the Senate Majority Leader and Democratic New York Senator Chuckie Schumer, Senator Tim Kaine, Rhode Island Jack Reed, New Jersey Booker, Delaware Coon, all expressed their support for the president. But it seems like the rest of the people just don't want to get totally on board. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. A little bit more news. And then after the bottom of the hour, it'll be the one and only, the returning Robin Vitston, Executive Director of We the People Rising.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here. And in more news, and another reminder, Robin Vitsden coming up after the bottom of the hour break. But in more news, GOP representative who voted to impeach Trump lost in the landslide, you know, in South Carolina primary. And Russell Fry came in first place. Russell Fry, the Republican South Carolina congressional candidate who was endorsed by President Donald Trump, soared to victory in his landslide primary election. Congratulations against incumbent Tom Rice, Republican. Now, Rice was one of 10 House Republicans who actually voted to impeach President Trump after the January 6th walkthrough. Like those words? Yes. After getting primaried in the South Carolina, his anti-Trump agenda had cost him his seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. And Fry won the election by landslide, beating Rice so badly that he didn't even get into a runoff with his Trump-backed challenger. When the race was called, Fry had 51.1% of the vote, with at least 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Well, the company of Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, is halting production of baby formula at a recently reopened Michigan facility, due now to damage from severe weather. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rains flooded parts of the Abbott baby formula plant that is, in Sturgis, Michigan, according to the company. As a result, Abbott has stopped production of its Ellie Care baby formula, ELE Care baby formula. The company said cleanup efforts at the plant could delay the release of the new baby formula from the Sturgis facility for weeks. NFL, no free speech allowed. That's right. Washington Commanders coach fined $100,000 for saying that the George Floyd riots were worse than January 6th. Gee, I think when you look at the damage, from bullets, destructions, and fires and rocks. I don't even think there's a comparison. The National Football League, though, has made headlines once again for engaging in fundamentally anti-American behavior. Specifically, it's the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Washington Redskins, till the team ownership finally caved in to the pressure campaign, which was raised by guilty white leftists to change the name due to the false pretense that it was racially offensive. Washington NFL franchise once again in the spotlight, this time for the dreaded thought crime, after defense coordinator Jack Del Rio expressed his opinion regarding the House Democrats' clearly political motivated January 6th committee. Following a practice the day before the Democrats' televised dog and phony show began, Del Rio contrasted race riots around the country with the Capitol riot. Quote, "People's livelihoods are being destroyed, businesses burned down, no problem. And then we have a dust-up at the Capitol, nothing burned down, and we're going to make a major deal, and I think it's kind of two standards." Earlier in the week, Del Rio had posted a question on his Twitter page, quote, "Would love to understand the whole story about why the summer of riots, looting, burning, and the destruction of personal property is never discussed, but this is, you know, January 6th. One would have thought that Del Rio just advocated for the killing of a liberal Supreme Court justice, the way the left media responded. Not only had Del Rio failed to refer to the Capitol riot as an insurrection, you know, as Democrats have erroneously insisted, I think some of them have that tattooed on their arm, by the way, but he dared to highlight a blatant double standard. He compared it to the numerous Black Lives Matter riots that produced billions of dollars in property damage, lost businesses, and dozens of lost lives. Like a raging two-year-old, woke skokes demand Del Rio's head, Washington head coach Ron Rivera was apparently only too willing to play along. Del Rio offered an apology, was fined $100,000 for daring to offer a rather honest and insightful opinion on the political scene going on in every city which he works. And even after his apology and fine, Rivera made sure he was working to continue to push the Democrats' propaganda regarding J6 and BLM. He released a statement that read in part, "I met with Coach Del Rio to express how disappointed I am in his comments on last Wednesday." Oh, boy. I'll tell you. It's like you throw everything into a washing machine, right? And then watch it go around and around and around. All right, the one and only Robin Biston coming up next.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Academy Award winner Mark Rylance plays a crane operator in the north of Britain who's suddenly fascinated with golf and wants to learn the game on the world's biggest stage in Phantom of the Open. Now playing in theaters.
Golf.
Golf.
I'm going to have a crack at the British Open.
I just need to practice. Practice is the road to perfection.
Well, the movie may not be perfection, but it's close to it as it tells the amazing and hilarious true story of Morris Flitcroft, who gained fleeting fame in the 1970s as perhaps the worst golfer who ever teed off. Sally Hawkins of The Shape of Water plays his loyal but long-suffering wife in a film that's every bit as touching as it is funny. It's rated PG-13, but this is definitely family-friendly. 3.5 stars for Phantom of the Open, which, unlike its main character, has no trouble at all beating par.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here, and let me tell you about my guest, the one and only, it's been a long time, Robin Vitston, Executive Director of We the People Rising. That is a grassroots, all-volunteer, nationwide network, and We the People Rising, they work to stop amnesty legislation and promote secure borders, national security, plus jobs for Americans and veterans. Welcome back, Robin. How are you?
Good.
There you are. All I got was a good. Was it kind of good, partly good, very good?
I'm going to say very good.
All right, very good. Hey, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you something now, okay? The producer-engineer of the show, Suede, all right, Texas guy, I had very much in my... I guess you would call it my resume, yes, in Texas, you know, around Lubbock and Midland and El Paso, and I worked there forever and ever before I came out to California. But anyway, history has been made in Texas, and I'd like to discuss that right now with you, because here this girl that was born in Mexico has turned out to win a congresswoman's seat. What's her name? Myra Flores, right? Is Myra her first name or Mara?
Yes.
Myra.
Myra Flores. This is such
Flores.
Great news.
Flores. Flores. Roll it there. Got it. Yeah. It's history. First time ever in the history of Texas that district's had any Republican congressman. It's made right. You know what? And it's funny, too, is that her parents were Democrats. Did you know that?
Yes, and the family came to our country legally.
Yep.
From Mexico, absolutely.
You know, I got a little bit of stuff here about Mexican personality, American citizen, politician by profession, previously a graduate student of a health practitioner from the state of Texas, member of the Republican Party, 34th Congressional District. But here the thing was that she was born, and it's kind of funny that no matter where you go, Robin, they don't know the exact date, whether it was 1985 or 1986. And that sometimes happens, you know, if you come from another country and people don't have the right papers or
it's actually
somebody misquotes.
More common than you would think. Yes, it is very common, actually.
I just know that, you know, I was born early in the morning. Anyway, her parents were farm workers. Her family had to relocate different places throughout Texas during her childhood, completed her high school. Then she worked in the cotton fields with her parents in Memphis because they had to move to different country states, you know, to make a living. Her parents were migrant farm workers. And like other migrant children, she had to move to other places while growing up. Spent a lot of time in the Rio Grande Valley. And I'll just give you some education, and we'll talk a little bit more about her. Completed her high school, 2004, San Benito, Texas. Worked with her parents so that she could buy the school dress clothes that she had to wear and other supplies. Hard work. Said since her childhood, she was an American dreamer. Often used to fight for things so that other people can also achieve the life that she had. Grateful, of course, to her parents, allowing her to live and survive in a country to live with the dream of America. And then I wanted to get into, here it is. Graduate student of South Texas College, received a bachelor's degree in organizational leadership. That was in 2019. Received her degree as respiratory care practitioner in 2014. Brought up by Democratic parents, then changed her direction. And you know what changed her direction? It was because her parents had a different anti-abortion view than she did. And that's what turned her into a Republican. Isn't that amazing, the coincidences that are going on? Yeah,
it truly is. And, you know, she's not just a Republican. She's a patriotic American. And this is so, so amazing. And it tells us where our country's going, that a Republican won this Democrat seat. I mean, it's really something to contemplate, and it actually has the Democrats shaking in their boots, which is great news.
You know, and then, let me tell you, there's a lot of so many qualifications she had, you know, and how she grew up and to respect America. It's almost, I think, about Neil Diamond when he talks about his great-grandmother, you know, when she first came to America, and he did that song, Coming to America, you know.
Yes, exactly.
People wanted to get here because it's the greatest country in the world, till further notice, by the way. But then, if you don't know this listener, she is married. She has two children, and her husband has a very interesting job. And I don't know if Robin knows what it is, but I have a feeling she does because she's so on top of it all. Do you know what his job is?
Border Patrol agent, and she's a proud wife of a Border Patrol agent. Yes, she is for a secure border.
Man, no wonder the Democrats hate this lady, you know.
Yeah, she's just awesome, Chuck. It's something we can focus on during these days of the evil Biden Mayorkas regime, is that someone this spectacular has risen up. And we can pin our hopes on new politicians like her.
Yeah, and you know the other thing is that she's a very attractive lady. Okay, so you know you're not going to get like somebody that looks like Chucky Schumer.
Yes,
I couldn't resist that. You know, it's like, what can I say? I started to say Aho Cortez, but if, you know, all she needs is some eye surgery. Okay, and then she wouldn't be so spooky. She reminds me of the Chicago mayor, you know. It's like, I got to try to be a little nicer, you know, on the air because, you know, we go all over the place and I just upset so many people. So anyway, I look for great things coming out of her, and it's so good that Texas is getting squared away, you know. And it's a funny thing, too, that You know, a lot of people moved out of California, okay? Lots of people. And the main, one of the main exodus points was Texas just recently. And the ones that were moving, as I understand the percentage, Robin, were the ones that, you know, that were fed up with the Democrats, all right, and the switching of the goalpost and the COVID regulations and all that. So they moved to Texas, even though, you know, they had to worry a little bit, but now things are turning around for them, so hey. And if Newsom decides to move to Texas, you got to build another wall.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, keep him here. Don't let him out, or at least put one around Texas, all right? We have a few other things that we can discuss here, if you're through with her, but if you have some more comments about her. And
well, it just, you know, I think we can, as I said, just really pin our hopes that she is the new future of the Republican Party, because, as I said, she's not just a Republican. She's a patriotic, pro-American that we're sending to Washington, D.C. to shake it up. Let's hope she can be the counterpart to AOC. She can be our side speaking out, because, as you said, she's not short on the beauty and the personality. So, wow.
Yeah, and as far as I know, hope. She was never a bartender.
In her list of jobs, that is not there, is it?
You know, here's a thing, though. When Ted Cruz was running for president, okay, remember how they said you don't qualify because you were born in Cuba. You were born in Cuba. You can't be president if you're born in another country. You can be. We already know because of her that she was born in Mexico. So will that affect any possibility of, in, you know, 15 years down the post, she becomes vice president or president or something like that?
It certainly seems to be that way, and she is the first Mexican-born Congress member headed to Washington, D.C., a patriotic American. But no, according to the Constitution, she could not be president, that's for certain.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad, see. I got the right person to give me the right answer. Well, you know, when you look at how much time that Robin and I have left, you hear the tick-tock of the clocks on my wall. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6, is that all, Chuck? Yeah, 6. All right. That's a lot of clocks, isn't it? But that's a lot of area codes, so there you go. But here, oh, the TikTok, yes. Cartels are boasting on TikTok how they make millions smuggling migrants across the border. Man, this is something else. I think, did you send this one to me, or did I just dig this one up?
I sent that out to our activist list. Yes, I sent that out.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Tell us about this, you know, and explain to the listeners, TikTok is better than Twitter, I guess, and better than Facebook because they have better dancers. That's all I can tell you.
Well, it's very popular among teens, and that's the target, Chuck. The cartels are so brazen and in such control of our country that they are posting very chipper, very attractive ads on TikTok to enlist teen drivers in the human smuggling chain. They make it sound real easy. Basically, they get about $1,000 per job, show up at the appointed place, honk their horn, and then they would fill the vehicle up with smuggled human beings and drive them to the destination for $1,000. They are putting these ads on TikTok.
$1,000 per person that you pick up. You go
Correct.
And you drive in front of the location they give you. You honk your horn twice. I bet the neighbors are going, what is this beep, beep, you know? Give me one more, just one time, you know, anyway. And they have this video on TikTok, and there's millions of dollars that are stacked on this table, okay? And it's along with the currency counting machine. And then it's in the backdrop of the Spanish-language song with the subtitles, Drivers ASAP, you know, like as soon as possible. Truck drivers needed, yes. Wow. And then they got a third song, and it's a Spanish rap song. It shows a driver headed down a freeway with several people stuffed into the back of his car, and the seats are removed, and TikTok, by the way, they just said, we got to put a disclaimer on this.
At least,
are you ready? Yeah, and a disclaimer, right? They didn't say you might get shot or you might get robbed or you might not make any money at all. The disclaimer was that, you know, because you took the seats out, if you got in an accident, you could have serious injury. My goodness.
Just outrageous, Chuck.
I know.
Just outrageous.
And in your statistics, the U.S. border officials intercepted 234,088 migrants attempting to enter the country illegally, and that was in April. And in the first 15 full months, President Joe Biden's term office, the federal law enforcement officials at the southern border have stopped more than 2.75 million people attempting to cross into the U.S. illegally. And out of the 2.75 million, we already know there's a heck of a lot that I've already got across, and they've got their free plane tickets and bus tickets, and they're all over the place. But I don't know. Changing the color of America, I guess.
Well, the issue, too, is one article stated, actually, there are 23 states in the United States with a smaller population than what Biden has brought across the border. States like Connecticut, et cetera. They have smaller populations than the incursions at the border under Biden. So we all know what is going on here. Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, who, by the way, is Cuban-born, which there's no issue with that. However, he was very much radicalized in California universities. He's an open border zealot. That is who is in charge of our U.S. border. In the latest budget, he cut the budget patrol, the budget for the Border Patrol, but he increased by $500 million the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's the branch of Homeland Security that legalizes and naturalizes foreign nationals. So that tells you right there, clear as a bell, the focus of this administration, bringing people over, becoming citizens, and we all know they expect them to vote Democrat.
Look at all of the billions and billions and billions that we're sending to the Ukraine.
Yes.
And then you mentioned billions to help set up and help illegal immigration.
Become citizens. And just as you pointed out earlier, $1 billion to Ukraine, and where is the oversight on how that money is going to be expended, Chuck, in the Ukraine? It is just out of control what Biden and Mayorkas and this administration is putting forward on the American people.
With all of Hunter Biden's connections in the Ukraine, I'm sure it's being deposited somewhere, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of close ties. And, of course, he's not the only American that had a lot of close ties in the Ukraine.
No.
But, I mean, my goodness, you know, the shelves don't have food, baby food's running out, gas prices shooting up. And where's billions and billions of dollars going out?
Going out.
Just send billions and billions of dollars, you know, to the truck drivers and say, hey, fill up your tanks and don't worry about it. It's on us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's on us like the United States. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back more from Robin Vitston. And let me know if you want to talk about this. I think you have something coming up June 27th out in the California area. I'll let you talk about that if you want to. I'm not absolutely sure if that's going on. But anyway, Robin Vitston is back with us, and it makes me so happy. I don't hear the music, but I know there's a break, okay? It's WeThePeopleRising.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Colombo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Colombo's family Italian recipes? Colombo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, Magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Colombo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Colombo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's, mind you, Ben.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder. Hey, program note, when next we meet my guest, let's see, Alan Wall, who writes Memo from Middle America, will be talking about his book, The Victims of Illegal Immigration. And then, of course, Frank Savada, host of Underground U.S. Podcast, and he'll be here with all of his latest. My guest, Robin Vitston, Executive Director, We the People Rising, wethepeoplerising.com. So here we go again, crazy California, yep. SB 960. My goodness. All right. This is basically would allow non-citizens, that would be illegals, to become peace officers in California. And are you getting ready to have a protest on this June 27th?
Yes, we are. Okay. Before we get into that, I just would like to add one fact for everyone to plant in their memory. And here it is. Under Trump, in April 2020, I'm getting back to the border, there were 17,000 border incursions, okay? Put that in your memory. Trump, 17,000, April 2020. Fast forward to Biden, April 2022, 234,000 border incursions. Chuck, can you wrap your mind around the difference between those two numbers? And under this administration, Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, has cut the Border Patrol budget and wildly increased the citizenship immigration services budget. So I just wanted to plant that in your memory. 17,000 April 2020 under Trump, 234,000 border incursions under Biden 2 years later. But yes, and back to our Sacramento, California, this bill is making its way through the Senate and Assembly, and Chuck, it's written by a very liberal Oakland senator, Nancy Skinner, Senator Nancy Skinner, and it is designed so that non-citizens, people in our state illegally, can become peace officers. And yes, we are doing a rally, and we also have a visit to an assembly member's office in Hesperia. That is assembly member Smitty Smith. And we want our no votes to be strong. We are trying to influence this bill. Our event is in front of the assembly member's office in Hesperia on Monday, June 27th, right, at 1 p.m. And actually, it's at the Hesperia Civic Center. That's where his office is located. So yeah, we'd like as many people.
And by
people,
the way, listener, if you're going to go, remember the number 7, okay? Right? 9700, yes, 7th Street, or 7th Avenue. Gosh, Chuck. 7th
exactly.
Avenue, okay? 9700 7th Avenue. That's where it's going to be. June
the Civic Center in Hesperia, exactly.
One
so we need support, so come out and join us. We will, as I said, we also have a meeting with the staff members. We're trying to plan a fire. This is a Republican assembly member for him to take action, get the word out. We are trying to stop this very, very wrong-headed bill. As it stands now in California, you must be a citizen to become a peace officer or have proof that you will be getting your citizenship by the time you are a peace officer. So we need to keep this in place. And again, we're working overtime trying to stop this very bad Sacramento, California bill.
Well, you're doing a heck of a job, Robin, and I certainly appreciate your visit. Robin Vidston, H-V-I-D-S-T-O-N. Remember the website, WeThePeopleRising.com. WeThePeopleRising.com. Thank you very much. Look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless America.
Thank you. Selwyn Duke, coming up next.
Are you tired of your favorite talk show sounding like this?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network. And we just happen to be live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. And by the way, don't forget you can hear all the replays, and all you have to do is go to talkbackwithchuckwilder.blogspot.com. Talkbackwithchuckwilder.blogspot.com. Okay. My guest, the world-famous Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning, and he appears on television, frequent guest on great radio shows, and even comes on this show. And his website is SelwynDuke.com, S-E-L-W-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. Did you say Duke? Yes, and here comes the Duke. I love that theme song. Yes, it should be a little longer, but then we'd start to have to pay royalties. Hey, how you
wouldn't
doing,
want
Selwyn?
To do that.
No, never.
Not bad. Not bad, Chuck.
We'd have to reach
I guess
into
that
your
song
pockets.
Means it's Friday.
It
yeah.
is, yes. And yes, how you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah. Not bad, Chuck. How are you?
I am fair to partly cloudy today, and I'm glad on the results of the NBA, by the way, basketball tournament. Just want to throw that in there. I know you're into tennis, but the basketballs are bigger, see, than tennis balls.
Yeah, like, they certainly are.
I don't
are.
Know how
they
much
certainly
it, yeah,
are.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, basketball, though, is a little more woke as well. I'm sorry.
Basketball woke? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's more woke than tennis, too, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I tell you, it woke me up last night. Just it was exciting. Wasn't that kind of good? Kind of woke me up? Never mind. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, at night you want to go to sleep, Chuck. That's the time to sleep. I don't know if that's good.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you something. This first story, man, this is fantastic. ESG. And the reason is that, you know, I just went through a whole bunch of stuff, and I think it was actually even yesterday or the day before about how, you know, Biden is, changing the real truth of what's going on. You can't trust it when his lips are moving, blah, blah, blah. And he's blaming, you know, you guys got to release this oil. You got to release this oil, you know. Well, isn't he the one that shut down all the oil drilling sites? He said you can no longer do it here in Alaska. You can't do it here. You can't do it here. And he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. But now, come to find out, there may be evil forces working that are causing all this. And, man, this is something else, Selwyn. This is, and I'm going to tell you something, listener. I'm going to try not to interrupt too much on this because, you know, I get him distracted sometimes. But this is, I didn't know all this. I'd heard, about a certain thing. I'm trying to think of Black Rock. I think it even was involved in military a long, long time ago. But I'll get to that, too. But, listener, I'm going to let him run because we got 10 minutes before the break, and I want to get in without my mouth interrupting all the time, okay? ESG, is this green iron fist fantasy a major cause of inflation and economic destruction? Selwyn Duke's latest. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, my first line is, and I'll read it because I think I like it, it's, is rich people's greentopian fantasy causing middle class misery? Well, here's the whole thing, Chuck. Now, you remember this as well as I do. If you go back to the 1990s, we used to say back then, oh, we're sending all our money to the Middle East for oil, we're enriching these sheikhs, we're funding terrorism indirectly, and it's terrible because we can never be energy independent. It seemed like an out-of-reach dream. But then what happened in the 2000s was, eventually, not only did we become energy independent, but we became a major exporter of energy, and it was an amazing accomplishment. And what I find incredible is that more commentators don't point this out, how amazing an accomplishment it was. We don't give ourselves a pat on the back. Instead, we've now scuttled all that. We've thrown it down the drain. Just incredible. And you mentioned what the Biden administration has been doing. I mean, look, Biden, when he was on the campaign trail, back when no one thought he could ever be president, he actually said to someone who asked a question, we're going to end fossil fuels. That's what he said. And he's keeping that promise. But it's a very complex picture, as you just said. And there is something called ESG that most of us didn't know about. Now, what is that? Well, I'm going to get into it. This comes from one Marlo Oakes, who's the Utah State Treasurer, and he also is a longtime investment manager, so he has some experience in this area. And he says that this ESG is a major reason why fuel prices are increasing, and, of course, fuel price increase is a major reason why costs in general are going up across the board because, well, how do we ship our goods via trucks? They use diesel fuel. Okay. Well, anyway, what he's saying, this Oakes, is that basically our oil supply is being choked off by woke capital investors. These are people who favor green dreams, Chuck, over fossil fuel practicality. And he gave this example, okay, Oakes did. He said in 2015, get this, Chuck, there were 59 funds around the world among institutional investors that raised $46.6 billion for oil and gas projects. Okay. But what happened during the next 6 years? Okay, well, by 2021, get this, there were only 11 funds worldwide and $4.6 billion raised for that purpose. That's a drop of more than 90%. 90%. And why did this happen? Well, according to Oakes, again, he has experience in this area. He says the culprit is something called ESG. Now, what is that? Well, it stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance. And I looked it up. This comes from a site called Certainty, this definition. technically and ostensibly it is, quote, the measurement of the impact, both positive and negative, that a business has on the environment and on society, including an assessment of the governance practices or lack thereof that impact all stakeholders. Okay, that's the definition ostensibly. But Oak says that actually, Chuck, in practice, it's not so innocuous. In fact, he says the only logical explanation for the drastic drop we saw in fossil fuel investment from 2015 to 2021 is ESG. Okay, he said, quote, people have decided that they do not want to participate in the fossil fuel industry and so are cutting off capital. Okay, he said that, by the way, on an episode of Tucker Carlson Tonight. Anyway, so, well, I should say that was on Tucker Carlson Today. They replayed an excerpt from it on Tucker Carlson Tonight, to be precise. Anyway, what we do know for sure, because I've reported on this in the past, that this is part of what's been called woke capital. For a long time, Chuck, there has been this push by investment entities that fund other companies to force those companies to be politically correct, using their money as a carrot and a cudgel. You know, he who pays the piper calls the tune.
And let me say real quick, when you say politically correct, right? And see, that automatically comes when you hear about the impact on the environment. See, whenever they throw that word in, the business has on the environment and on society, you know, the environment. That's the, here we go with global warming and the whole thing again, right? Am I right on that?
Absolutely. You're dead right. You're dead right. And, you know, that's the bigger picture. We can get into that. But BlackRock is a big part of this. Yeah, BlackRock, you can hear me, right? It's a big part of this. It's a multinational investment management corporation. Its chairman and CEO is this fellow. He's a billionaire called Larry Fink. He's very politically correct. I reported on this in a February article titled Unseen Dark Hand, The Man Who Uses Your Money to Make Corporations Go Woke. Okay? Very, very dangerous. Now, you have to understand where this money comes from. It's in big retirement funds. You have retirees and other people on fixed incomes who have their money in these funds, okay? And they don't realize that they're inadvertently financing this enforcement of political correctness. They don't understand that their money is being used in this fashion. Anyway, this Oaks fellow, he explained on Tucker Carlson's show how this works. And he said, look, there's something called value-based investment strategies. And historically, there's been, I'm quoting them now, responsible investing, yes, and impact investing more recently. Now, what's socially responsible investing? Well, that's really the idea, he said, that you avoid certain companies that you find to be unpalatable, maybe in companies involved in tobacco, firearms, gambling. He gave those examples because you consider those things contrary to your values. So already you're not investing based on what's going to make the most money, but based on your politically correct imperatives.
Feeling.
And then he pointed out, Oaks did, that on the other side is this impact investing. Now there, you're looking for innovation to solve a problem, he said. He gave the example of cancer. If you're worried about that, then you might look for companies to invest in that have innovation that can solve that problem. And then he said, quote, ESG is an outgrowth of socially responsible investing. And instead of just avoiding companies, though, see, here's the real distinction. ESG, he said, quote, actively engages with companies and engages with the market to drive a political outcome. In other words, ESG-oriented puppeteers such as BlackRock, they don't just refrain from investing in oil, according to this man, oil and gas projects. They actually pressure other companies to not invest in them, okay, thereby hobbling our oil production and increasing gas prices at the pump, okay? That is part of what's going on, according to this Marlowe Oaks fellow. Now, he says, in fact, that this is driving a good part of inflation because, like we said earlier, well, everything runs on fuel, on oil and gas. You raise the price of energy, then the price of everything else goes up. And he said, like we told you, you know, you had that huge drop from 2015 to 2021 in the investment. These people have just decided that they don't want to participate in the fossil fuel industry. And I said earlier, Yeah, Joe Biden said himself that he was going to do this. So we have to ask, Chuck, how much of this really is unintentional?
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Not only that, yeah, it gets even worse. It gets even worse. According to Vivek Ramaswamy, now he's the founder of Strive Asset Management. He's been in the media a lot recently. He's a very articulate fellow. He was on Squawk Box last week, and what he said is that not only is all this going on, but these ESG-oriented entities are guilty of an antitrust violation and that they're very hypocritical. And he said that's because they collude in a way that causes rising budget-busting gasoline prices. But get this, they only apply their Greentopian standards, Chuck, to the United States and Europe. They stifle our energy production to the benefit of foreign corporations such as PetroChina. And get this, now here's the kicker. And what is one of PetroChina's major shareholders? BlackRock. BlackRock. So, as Ramaswamy put it, these woke firms are essentially saying, ESG for thee, China for me. And understand when you contemplate this, that China is the world's biggest polluter by far. Not the United States, not Europe, China.
Man, you know, it's... And who's going to stop this? Who's going to do anything? You know, it's like they're touching right on the edge, you know, of just being, boy, what's it, destructive to America? And it seems like somebody would be able to say, hey, we gotta make a law where they can't. Boy, this really got me, Selwyn, and we'll come back here and I'll let you do some final words on it if you have them. On this article, it's ESG, and you can read it in its entirety at Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com. All right? ESG. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Think of the many sacrifices it took to establish and to preserve liberty in the United States. Think of the many generations that went before us, that spilled blood to preserve that liberty, our freedoms. And look at how long it took, not very long, for us to lose many of those liberties. One flu season, together with lockdowns galore, and so many of those liberties just slipping away. In the United States today, we see an American government that is weakening abroad, even as it oppresses its people at home. We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, selwynduke.com. And, you know, I got to tell you something. Run this by, okay, and sometimes I'm probably way off on this, all right? During the Trump years, we didn't have this problem with black rock because, I mean, it's just gasoline. We use gasoline and the groceries, which also ties in with gas, all right? You know, and they were not maybe pushing green so much, but what about with farms and the stock market? Do black rock ever get involved in that? I don't think they could control the farmers too well, but what about the stock market? Are they also involved in that, as if you know, Selwyn?
I can't tell you for sure. I can only tell you that entities such as BlackRock are very, very powerful. They are investment firms, so obviously they are going to be influencing the market because I'm sure they're invested in it. But let me just say about this green agenda, Chuck, that we have to understand the big picture. We were discussing some of the micro, perhaps. The big picture is this, and I mention this because there are a lot of people who think, oh, well, there are ulterior motives here, and there are to some extent. It's all about power or it's all about money or both. But remember, ideas are powerful. Part of the problem is that far too many people do subscribe to this anthropogenic global warming thesis. That's a big part of the problem. I read this testimonial recently, Chuck, from this fellow who has had the opportunity to sit down and eat dinner with Bill Gates, who I've called the Gates of Hell. That's my nickname for him. He said, look, Gates actually believes in his agenda. He believes in technocracy. He believes in what he says. And that's not surprising because you know what they say about rich people, Chuck, that old saying, rich people are different from the rest of us. They have more money. And that's the truth. Otherwise, they have many of the same passions. They have emotions. They have ego. They have misguided ideas. And we have to understand this is what happens when you buy into lies. The global warming thesis is a lie. And I'll just close with my arguments that I use to combat it. Please, everyone remember this. I've said this before in your show. Ask people who subscribe to it who might be open-minded. Okay, tell me. What is the ideal average temperature of the Earth? Okay, now they're not going to be able to answer that question because there isn't really an answer. The answer is that there's only a range in which the temperature must remain for life to exist. Okay, if you're at the upper end of that range, then tropical creatures do better. Lower end, then polar creatures start to do better. But it's an important question because then you have to follow up with this. Well, wait a second. If you don't know what the ideal average temperature of the Earth is, how can you know if the climate change we're experiencing right now, whether naturally induced or caused by man, is good or bad? Because you can't know if it's bringing us closer to or taking us further away from that ideal average temperature. And let me tell you something. I used this on a man who had been seduced by the global warming agenda, and he said to me, you know what? That's a good point. You can make people think with that. So please, use that argument.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like you talk about Gates, and then you kind of think about Dr. Fauci, right?
Here it is.
Take your shots and get the booster shots, and you won't get COVID. Well, guess who came down with COVID, who had all the shots and the COVID and the booster shots and probably more than anybody else? He might have taken them twice. Dr. Fauci came down with COVID. And at the same time, they're now saying, yeah, it's good enough for kids under five. My goodness, my goodness. We're in a heap of trouble. Selwyn, where's John Wayne when we need him?
No, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And I heard a good line pertaining to this last night. I mean, Fauci, as we've said before, is just a complete phony. But what you hear over and over from these people who come down with COVID despite having all the shots is, well, I'm really glad that I had these vaccinations. Otherwise, I'd be really sick right now. I'd be a lot worse. So get your vaccinations, kids. And the line I heard last night was, this is like saying, well, I'm pregnant, but I'm really glad I was on that pill because otherwise I'd be having triplets right now.
That is a good one, yeah. That sounds like something that would come across on Gutfield's show, you know, in the evening. man, I get,
no, but really,
I don't know if you...
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying these people are being completely irrational. They're saying definitively, yeah, I'd be a lot sicker. They don't know that. They don't know what the alternative future would be like. Now, I will say, because I'm always honest, it does seem like these shots might mitigate the disease once you contract it. But the problem is that you've got to do a cost-benefit analysis. And it seems like the cost really outweighs the benefit in this case, because you and I have discussed in the past, Chuck, the health problems that have been caused by these shots.
Absolutely. All right. Another great one coming up. If you're ready for this, liberal camp closes after the staff quits over the last minute over a Buddhist swastika. Selwyn Duke with that one when we return.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, SelwynDuke.com. Always a privilege to have the one and only Duke of, yes, okay. So, liberal camp closes after staff quits last minute over Budapest swastika. Now, you may want to get a piece of paper and a piece of pencil and write down some of these things that are going to pop up on this one, listener, because this is interesting. You know, words do matter. That might be a subtitle there, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, this is really something, this story, because it reflects the narcissism and self-centeredness and wokeness of our age. But anyway, you know, we heard about the Taliban blowing up Buddhist statues years ago. Well, now we have a few wokesters who were supposed to be working at a camp who just blew up 900 kids' summer experience over a Buddhist symbol, in this case, a swastika. Now, you might say a swastika. Wait a second. That's a Nazi symbol. Actually, the Nazis got it from Eastern civilizations. It's long been a symbol that we've seen in basket-weaving cultures because I understand that it looks like a certain kind of weave. Well, anyway, also the Nazis turned their swastika a different way, so it's not even exactly the same symbol, but hey, the wokesters can't be bothered with details or knowledge or intelligence or anything like that, right? Well, anyway, the situation is here that you have this camp, Hidden Villa, in Los Altos Hills, California. It's been around for a long, long time. You could have gone there when you were a kid, Chuck. I don't know, except you weren't in California back then, right?
No, I was in somebody's stomach anyway, for goodness forever, and then I escaped. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So Hidden Villa in Los Altos Hills, California, it's been around for a long time. Now, this is a liberal camp, so let me just point out, I didn't say this in my article, but it might actually be a good thing for these kids if they don't go there, because now maybe they'll be spared some indoctrination. But nonetheless, because these four liberal employees quit at the last minute because they were offended by this Buddhist symbol, 900 kids now at the last minute were told that they actually can't go to camp, and this also is going to affect 28 seasonal staff who maybe were counting on paychecks. Well, here it is. According to these four critical camp leaders, that's what they call them, they resigned last week, they were upset because concerns about racism and inclusion were not really addressed to their liking. This is a nonprofit camp, by the way. It's a farm and wilderness preserve. Well, the camp was supposed to kick off June 13th. Anyway, so this one fellow, camp director Philip James, they identify him as being black, he told this Town Crier publication that he resigned June 5th for the aforementioned reasons, but also because of the swastika. And they also quote this camp assistant director, Mimi Elias, who also resigned. This person identifies as a, quote, queer person of color. And they say this individual has been living in a house there and said the symbol makes her deeply uncomfortable. Deeply uncomfortable. She said, every day I had to go to my place of residence and had to look at swastikas and walk beneath them. That's what she said. And as I wrote in my article, whether or not the situation was supposed to be all about her was not reported.
And let me ask you real quick, when she talks about, you know, she walked by all these swastikas, but this one didn't match up with all of those that she had been walking by, right?
Well, you know, it is, like I said, it's not like the Nazi swastika. It's turned a different way, but you can recognize it as a swastika.
Okay.
But
kind of like looking in the mirror, then, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It is a Buddhist symbol. That's the bottom line. It has nothing to do with Nazism. And how did it come to be there? Well, the Hamden Journal explained that the farm once belonged to Frank and Josephine Duveneck. And they went on a honeymoon in 1913 to Asia. And what did they do? Well, they brought back various works of art, including artistic tiles with lotuses and Buddhist symbols. And among them was the swastika, actually a few swastikas. And it was only after that that the swastika was appropriated by the Nazi Party, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the genesis of the whole thing. Now, I point out in my article, Chuck, that, again, this reflects larger issues because we've seen these ignorance-born woke controversies before. Just get this one. There were the niggardly stories 20 years ago, maybe even less than that. Okay, now what does that mean? Well, niggardly is a word that means cheap, okay, just like parsimonious does, but people don't use these terms too much. Well, in 1999...
Also, there's another, there's two words that mean the same thing, and that's on sale.
Yeah, that's right.
The science, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But in 1999, you actually had this situation, and for you young people, this is how far back so-called wokeness, which we always called political correctness, goes, 1999. Well, you had the then director of the Office of the Public Advocate in Washington, D.C. His name was David Howard. Well, he used the term niggardly in some kind of meeting, which, of course, again, means cheap. Has nothing at all to do with the N-word, doesn't have the same root, the same derivation. But nonetheless, some of his underlings were very offended that he used this term that means cheap. And they were so offended that there was a big controversy, and this Howard was forced to resign. He actually had to resign his job. Now, the same year, there was another niggardly controversy, this one at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And in this case, there was actually an English major, and she was also vice chairwoman of the Black Student Union. Her name is Amelia Rideau. She complained that a professor of hers who was teaching Chaucer used the term. And then she said, quote, the professor continued to use the word, actually I'm quoting here LiquiSearch, the professor continued to use the word even after she told him that she was offended. And she said, quote, I was in tears, shaking. It's not up to the rest of the class to decide whether my feelings are valid. I guess it's feelings uberalis. Her feelings are supposed to govern everything. And isn't that a problem with our age, Chuck?
Yeah,
we have these people who are so disconnected from truth that they believe that their feelings are the ultimate arbiters of reality. And we see this over and over and over again. Feelings now become the determinant of what should be allowed in society, but only certain people's feelings, the privileged classes' feelings, and that wouldn't be the people who are usually called the privileged classes. But anyway, I point out in my article.
You bring up a really good point on her because, you know, here she's in there to get an English degree, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't the English degree have a lot to do with words?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's been rumored, Chuck. You know,
now,
like
let
I
me
said,
ask you something.
She's been granted. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please, please.
Oh,
please.
Okay.
All right.
Because, you know, you were talking about the word niggerly, right?
Yeah.
Let me, you know what word pops up to me, and I wondered where it came from, but I didn't have time to research it today. All right. Are you ready for this? Blackmail.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know,
that's right.
And,
or black hole. Some people, go ahead.
Yeah. The black hole up in space,
Some people have complained about the term black hole, like when you say, well, the money's disappearing down a black hole, because they said that can have racial connotations. I mean, it just never ends. And as I pointed out in my article, well, she's an English major, this young woman.
Yeah.
She was a young woman back then. Should she have been granted an English degree if she refuses to understand or accept simple language distinctions? I mean, come on. It's just unbelievable. And you know, though, Chuck, what's so tragic about this? This really reflects our descent into idiocracy. I'm using that title of that old movie, now an old movie. We could use these events as teaching moments. That's what we could and should do. We should be instructing the people who are ignorant, who are offended, on the actual historical background or the meaning of the symbols or terms in question, right? That's what we should be doing. But instead, what are we doing? Well, we're pandering to the most ignorant people among us. We're not raising them up. We're letting them bring us down. And that's a sign of a civilization in decline, okay? But, you know, let's move on with the swastika controversy. It also was pointed out by this Hamden Journal that I quoted earlier that the swastika there, the Buddhist symbol, quote, it was brought to the community's attention that the Buddhist symbols were experienced differently, and some individuals experienced harm from their presence on the building. Okay, well, as I pointed out in my piece, harm? Really? Are you serious? I mean, a person could just as easily say that he suffers harm when he sees the Democrat symbol, the donkey, that he experiences it differently because of the Democrats' history with slavery. Okay? You could apply this to anything, and the point is that there's no relevant or actionable harm here, and you cannot, this is the point, you cannot base rules for society, whether laws or social codes, on subjective measures, because that way lies madness. And this is my line that I always use. Remember, the reason why is that most everyone is offended by something, and most everything offends someone. Okay? Mm-hmm. What if some people took offense at Miss Rideau's dislike of niggardly? Or what if someone takes umbrage at the discrediting of Buddhist symbols? Okay? You know, and not only that, we could view the whole swastika incident here through a very leftist lens, Chuck. The leftists could say if they were in a different mood, or maybe if they were operating in a slightly different time, well, what actually happened here? Okay, we had an evil group of privileged white supremacists, the Nazis, who co-opted a non-white culture symbol, the swastika, and caused that symbol to suffer guilt by association. And then what do other people do? Other people then say, well, that symbol can't be displayed anymore. Well, leftists, again, under different circumstances, might label that cultural insensitivity, right? So, right. You know, it's just so ridiculous, and it's indicative of so much that's wrong nowadays. Like, for instance, I point out in the article that when I was 17, my first job, I was an aspiring tennis player, was at a counselor, a junior counselor at a summer tennis camp, right? I made $60 a week, Chuck. And I was on duty really all the time. I think I just had half a day on Sundays off. Had to manage tables full of kids at meal times, right? Well, on the first day, I was teaching there, trying to manage these kids in the blazing hot sun all day long. And let me tell you something. If I had followed my emotions, I would have quit then and there. That's how fried I felt. But I didn't do it, never even entered my mind, because I'd made a commitment. And what is wrong with these people, these camp employees, where they don't understand that, okay? Did they think even for a moment about the 900 kids whose summers they might be ruining? Did they think even for a moment about the 28 seasonal employees who may be counted on those paychecks? Did they think at all about their employers? No. Their feelings were all that mattered. It's disgusting. And this is a real problem in our society. In a saner world, these people would all be unemployable now. They'd become persona non grata. But like I've said before, Chuck, this is what happens when people stray from God, become disconnected from his truth. When you don't have the truth to use as your yardstick for making what we call moral decisions, what do you have left to use as that yardstick? Well, the most alluring, most seductive thing you have at your disposal are your feelings. And that explains, listen to me, everyone, that precisely explains why this society is so emotion-oriented today, why we operate by that destructive credo, if it feels good, do it, why we see so many of these young skulls full of mush saying, oh, I'm offended, and my feelings matter, and people can't tell me that my feelings are not relevant. Well, guess what? There are more than 7 billion people in this world, and each one has a set of feelings. That's why you can't base laws and social codes on feelings, because whose feelings are going to be the determinant? Well, what happens is that the feelings of the powerful end up being the determinant. And that's very, very dangerous because we're supposed to be governed by the objective, not the subjective. When it's the latter, that way lies tyranny. You know, I forget who said it, Chuck, but there was a man who said, a wise man, I'm paraphrasing now, I can think of no law so egregious that I would not rather be governed by it than by the caprice of a man. Meaning, you don't want to be subject to the feelings of others. You've got to be governed by what is true and what is eternal and what is objective.
Wow. I feel like playing that song, you know, if I could find it fast enough. Feeling. And I'm going to have to listen to the words now and see if it was, a right or left song, right? Or just in the middle. You know, and it's interesting, too, because you think about the hidden villa camp. It sounds like a place where they would probably have horses and donkeys and chickens and rooster donkeys. See, there. Because I love what you said about the donkey. Yeah. You know, that represents that damn Democratic Party there that's made them gas prices go up. It wasn't their fault, apparently. Anyway, we're learning a lot
today. I get triggered now when I see a donkey.
a donkey, yes. Boy, excuses not to come to work. That might be a good article for you, right? How do you get out of the day's work, you know, and you could come down with everything that upsets everybody, you know,
That's right. Wow. Yeah, Chuck, if you work on a farm, you can say, I can't come in, I'm triggered by the donkeys. You've got to get the donkeys off the farm.
Yeah, and they say, okay, goodbye, you know, and go ride that bus. I can't ride a bus. It reminds me of the days when the children were bused to school. Oh, my God, how are you going to get home? I can't get home. Because why? My home is pure white on the outside. Boy, we got
you're good at this, Chuck.
I got it, yeah.
You're good at this.
Hey, you know, we have another one here that I really wanted to get into, and, of course, now we're coming up on that break very little, but you can touch on it because it's, of course, another excellent article, and I have about enough time to give you the title there, listener. You really want federal gun control intervention? Well, here's an ideal for you, and it's coming from Selwyn Duke, so you know I got to give him at least 4 minutes or five that we have left to put on this one. Yes, sir, because we don't get him every day. We get him once a week unless he decides to go somewhere. Gosh, are we ever going to forgive him, Swade? I don't know. He was off 1 week, and we went crazy. All right, Selwyn Duke, SelwynDuke.com. He's going to be right back.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and the website selwynduke.com, where you can read all of his excellent articles. Let's let you roll with this one. You really want federal gun control intervention, question mark? Well, here's an idea for you. Get into this one a little bit, will you, Selwyn?
I'll get to the crux of the matter quickly. Well, you know, we had those two terrible mass shootings, Chuck, that we all know about, and they're being used as a pretext for more gun control. Then we heard that the Senate had the necessary votes for some gun control deal. I don't know now if that's still in the works, but nonetheless, the whole idea is that we're going to get the federal government involved here, maybe instituting red flag laws, maybe raising the age that you need to be to buy a semi-automatic rifle. And here's the point. Laws don't mean anything if they're not enforced, right? And we know that's been the problem now for quite a while, because with George Soros money, we've seen the election of these woke DAs, district attorneys, prosecutors, who simply are not prosecuting crimes. They're giving criminals a slap on the wrist. That's what's going on. Good example is Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner. Get a load of this. Last year, his office withdrew or dismissed 65% of gun charges. That's up from only 17% in 2015 before he was in office. And that's why now Philadelphia had last year a record number of murders, 559. But here's my point. Okay, I don't believe in federal intervention here. This is not the role of the federal government. If you want more gun laws, if you think they're wise, you can do it on the local or state level. But if we're going to get the federal government involved, okay, why don't we get it involved in a rational way? And here's an idea for you. Make localities and or states receipt of federal funds contingent upon their adequate enforcement of violent crime laws, in particular gun laws. In other words, you say, hey, you're not going to enforce your local gun laws, which we think are so important, you don't get federal funds. And by the way, the federal government does that all the time. It planned, maybe it still does, on encouraging red flag laws with incentives for the states. And then we heard recently that the Biden administration was actually threatening to withhold lunch money from school districts that didn't institute its so-called transgender agenda. So this is done all the time. If they are serious about gun crime and they really think there should be federal intervention, then that is the first thing you should be doing. You say to these localities and states, hey, you don't get any more federal money unless you enforce the gun laws you already have on the books. And you know what, Chuck? Once they're doing that, why don't we see what the result is, if crime drops or not? Then you can talk about other laws. But if you're not going to enforce the laws, there's no point, because making more laws, all that's going to do is take freedom away from good people, because they're going to follow the laws even when there isn't strict enforcement, but the miscreants, the criminals, won't.
You know, and sometimes people are sore losers, all right? Merrick Garland, they put him up for Supreme Court judge, and he didn't make it. So he became Biden's attorney general. And there is a perfect example of a guy who it seems like he's got, boy, I got to watch my language. Oh. But anyway, something stuck up in him, and he's taking it out on all of us, and it's ridiculous. All right. Hey,
the
Selman,
guy gives
thank
me
you
agita.
Very much. Oh, boy. Hey, thank you very much, and look forward to our next visit. Mr. Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E, such
thank
a hard
you, Chuck.
Word.
God bless.
God bless you, sir. Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E.com. Thank you, Suede. Thank you for listening. And as he said it, and we'll say it again, God bless the United States of America.